Bonjour à tous, c'est David et bienvenue à une nouvelle leçon. Hi everybody, this is David and welcome to a new French Learner Word of the Day lesson. If you're listening to this as a podcast and want to see the example sentences written out, please click the link to the blog post in the description box. In today's lesson, we're going to look at the word for spring, which is what I believe to be one of the most beautiful words in the French language. The word for spring is le printemps, two syllables, printemps. The P-R-I-N is a nasal I-N as in invité, print, first syllable. Second syllable is temps, which is the word for time, and the E-M-P-S is a nasal sound, sounding like en as in enfant, child, so we get printemps, spring, or springtime. Let's look at some example sentences. Spring is my favorite season. Le printemps est ma saison préférée. One more time. Spring is my favorite season. Le printemps est ma saison préférée. So for favorite, I could have also used the adjective favori. That's the masculine form. But because season is la saison, we would use the feminine form and say favorite. So for this example sentence, I could have said, le printemps est ma saison favorite. Next sentence. Springtime is starting. You can see the buds on the trees. Le printemps commence. On voit les bourgeons sur les arbres. One more time. Springtime is starting. Le printemps commence. You can see the buds on the trees. On voit les bourgeons sur les arbres. So for this sentence, we're using the verb commencer, which means to start or obviously to commence. Le printemps commence. For the second part of the sentence, on voit les bourgeons. Literally, one sees buds. The on in French is a pronoun that translates to one, we, you, or people in general. So, on voit des bourgeons sur les arbres is literally one sees buds on the trees, but really does mean you can see the buds on the trees. Let's look at the sentence one more time. Springtime is starting. You can see the buds on the trees. Le printemps commence. On voit les bourgeons sur les arbres. Next sentence. Tuesday, March 19th, is the first day of spring. Le mardi 19 mars est le premier jour du printemps. One more time. Tuesday, March 19th, is the first day of spring. Le mardi 19 mars est le premier jour du printemps. Next sentence. You can see lots of flowers in the springtime. Au printemps, on voit plein de fleurs. One more time. You can see lots of flowers in springtime. Au printemps, on voit plein de fleurs. So let's explain two things about this example sentence. The first one is to say in spring or in the springtime. In French, we use au printemps as our preposition, A-U-O. So, au printemps, in the spring. The second thing I want to point out is I said plein de fleurs. So, plein literally means full, and plein de is synonymous with beaucoup de, meaning a lot of. So, I could have said for this example sentence, on voit beaucoup de fleurs. So in French, plein de fleurs and beaucoup de fleurs are synonymous for a lot of flowers. Let's keep going. Next and final sentence. I'm going to do spring cleaning tomorrow. Demain, je vais faire le ménage du printemps. One more time. Demain, je vais faire le ménage du printemps. So let's explain. Demain in French is tomorrow. Demain. Je vais faire is I'm going to do. That's the near future tense. Je vais faire. Now, faire le ménage in French means to do housework. Hence, le ménage du printemps is essentially spring cleaning. So one more time, I'm going to do spring cleaning tomorrow. Demain, je vais faire le ménage du printemps. I hope so much that this lesson has been useful. I really am putting my heart and soul into these lessons. If you found it to be useful, please, please help to support my work by going to FrenchLearner.com and subscribing to what I do believe is the best French word of the day on the lesson. And folks, I'm not a big corporation. I'm just one person trying to help people learn French. So if you could support me in that way, it really would make a lot of difference. Merci beaucoup. Je vous apprécie. Et à la prochaine. Au revoir.